This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. The top United Nations court on Friday ordered Israel to immediately halt its military operations in Rafah. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The International Court of Justice's President Nawab Salam read out the order.
Israel must immediately halt its military offensive and any other action in the Rafah governorate, which may inflict on the Palestinian group in Gaza conditions of life that could bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part.
While the ruling by the International Court of Justice is a blow to Israel's international standing, the court does not have a police force to enforce its orders.
There's been a devastating landslide in Papua New Guinea. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Australian Broadcasting Corporation says more than 100 people are believed to have been killed in a landslide that buried a village in remote Papua New Guinea. But local villagers say the number dead could be much higher. The landslide reportedly hit at about 3 a.m. local time on Friday. Videos on social media show locals pulling out bodies buried under rocks and trees. Prime Minister James Marapis says authorities are responding and he would release information about the destruction and loss of life when it's available. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Biden administration has, as expected, announced an additional $275 million in military aid for Ukraine as Kyiv struggles to hold off advances by Russian troops in the Kharkiv region. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement on Friday, saying the package is, quote, part of our efforts to help Ukraine repel Russia's assault near Kharkiv. This is the fifth installment of military aid for Ukraine since Congress passed a long-delayed foreign aid bill late last month. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours.